That was me roping the cows.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. Hi, everybody. It's Megan Collins from Style Girlfriend. I'm here with Taylor Davies.
Hi, peeps.
You're coming into the middle of a rodeo on Sunday afternoon as we record this, so mm-hmm. welcome.
Yeah. Saddle up.
How was your week?
My week was good. Just did a lot of working. Went on a couple dates. I'm feeling pretty good. It was a good week. I'm enjoying April so far.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
How's
your week?
I had a good week. I had a really weird, encounter on Friday that I wanted to tell you about and get your...
Oh, boy!
Okay, so I'm walking to work, and I'm in, a sweater? I don't know.
Sure, sweater. And it was hot on Friday.
Okay, so maybe,
you not were wearing a sweater. Different. I don't know.
But
I wore a sweater and it was a huge mistake. That's what I remember about Friday. So,
well, on the bottom I was wearing these pants. The important part of the outfit is these pants.
Okay.
That are sort of that paper bag waist.
Yeah.
With a built-in belt. And they're black and they have sort of a diamond pattern. And I love them. They're super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I will show them to you after this.
Yeah, festive pants.
Sure, they're festive pants. And I'm walking down 15th Street from 8th to 9th Avenue. And these two teenage girls are walking in my direction, and I have my headphones in, and I could kind of see them engaging with me, and then kind of being gesturing at me, and then they're like, "Excuse me, where are your pants from?" And I take my headphones out, and I'm like, "Oh, actually, they're from Target." And literally, I'm not kidding you, Taylor. This one girl goes, the one that had asked, was like, "That makes so much sense," and then they just keep walking.
Wait, so these girls dragged you on purpose in the middle of the street, even though you were a stranger.
Okay, so that's my thing is, I don't know, because I love those pants and I did look really cute. So I'm maybe they just meant that makes sense because they're fun? I don't know, Taylor. Taylor, tell me what it meant.
I don't know, but it's not registering to me as a kind encounter. With these teens.
To be fair, that's a fault of mine is I always want to be thanks, they were a dollar, or thanks, I got them 70% off. I want to tell people when I get deals, so I wouldn't necessarily lie, but I also just wasn't expecting that reaction. And again, maybe, I don't know, I've been going over it every which way to try to figure out if there is an avenue in which they're not making fun of me straight up to my face, a stranger and an adult person, but I can't come up with one. I just can't do it.
Oh, that makes so much sense. And then walking away.
They just kept walking.
What happened? Remember in Mean Girls when Georgina makes the comment about the skirt and she's like, "Thanks, it's vintage," or whatever. And then she says I can't now. I shouldn't have even brought it up because I can't correctly articulate what it was. But she makes a really draggy comment to this girl about her skirt or her bracelet or something.
It's just so funny because lately it's the teens are here to save us, and it's so fun to see
those teens aren't here to save us.
That, oh my gosh,
they're still here being normal teens,
right? But that's, I think that's what I almost was impressed by is
little mean teen queens,
because I mean it reduced me to nothing. I was just a puddle of insecurities on the ground, and I was like, they still got it. Those teens, they can do it. They can do whatever they want.
Wow. Oh, that makes so much sense.
Oh. I want to start.
Because that comment in and of itself, out of context, even when someone says, "Oh, that makes so much sense," it is the most I would say now everyone go out and deploy "that makes so much sense" and just see the reactions that the world gets you, because people will not know how to take your comments. They will be confused. They will be offended. They will be delighted. They won't know what to do, and you will have all the power.
Yes, exactly. It fully put everything in their court in terms of, if they had wanted to talk to me more, I would have stood there and talked to them all day. But having they didn't. Them just walk away from me, I was like, yeah, no, that makes sense. You definitely should just keep going, because I don't deserve to be talked to right now. To be clear, I still really like the pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep wearing the pants.
I think you should.
They're great.
Yeah. Maybe just lie about where they're from now. Just to see. I mean, now I think this is a social experiment.
The next time teens stop me on the street to ask me where my clothes.
Seems like it'll happen again.
Oh, God. So in other fashion news, it was Coachella this weekend.
The first weekend of one.
I still don't understand that. So is Beyonce going to go and do like the exact same set next weekend, or is it a different headliner? Still don't know how Coachella works.
I don't really care. Is that weird?
I've mostly stayed off of Instagram this weekend. I've like learned my lesson. I don't want to drag something just to drag it because, let's be honest, like if someone had invited you and me to Coachella, we'd be like, you're Coachella right now.
Yeah, and being basic and being horrible, and we would be loving it.
Here's my question about Coachella, though. Okay. Above and beyond just, oh, whatever, did you, you know, watch Beyonce slay?
Uh-huh.
Is festival style,
yeah,
quote, unquote, what? Okay, so I think we know what festival style is for women, which is to say ridiculous, like, your hair funny, you wear something with a fringe on it.
Flower crown, shorteralls, flowy stuff. I mean, I think that's what it was. I think that was festival fashion 2012.
Still.
I think it's taken on a little bit of a life of its own, especially with influencers.
I agree that it's evolved and has become much more brand aligned in terms of who we're seeing when we're scrolling through on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if that holds true for, like, people who don't have Instagram. I don't know what they're wearing. I don't know what they're even doing at Coachella if they're not on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I wonder what festival style means vis-a-vis men's festival style. Like, is that even a thing? Does men's festival style exist? Or is it fluid and is it more just, here's what's trendy this year?
No, I feel like, from what I've seen from like paparazzi photos and then from influencers, which I feel like is really my only scope of reference for dudes at Coachella, I feel like it's just sort of you, but like turned up 30%. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you see celeb guys who are usually like pretty put together, they're maybe wearing like a longer t-shirt with like tight jeans and then their sunglasses and hats so people like don't know who they are or whatever. I don't know. I feel like it really depends. I feel like most guys are just there in a short sleeve t-shirt and whatever is comfortable and like shoes that won't make them want to kill themselves after standing for 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah, I think I find it really interesting. And I put it in the camp, festival style for both men and women, of both Halloween and study abroad, which is to say, because those are two.
Yeah, you get to be a little bit of a different version of yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm going to be this person now. And I don't know, I think there's always been something really off-putting about that for me personally.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why, again, quote unquote, festival style bugs me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you want to wear a longer shirt, just wear a longer shirt.
Yeah.
And do it all the time. Like, I guess I just don't know what it is about festival grounds that it makes people feel like, this is who I am now.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I understand the whole, I mean, it's like festival cosplay, basically, right? Like, it's a little silly, but I understand the sort of desire to kind of like step outside your normal routine when you feel like you're kind of like away from your life a little bit. Like you said, like study abroad or like anytime I go on a trip, I sort of like to like be the person that's on the trip and sort of like have a theme going wherever I am. And like, you know, like when I go to Idaho, I'm like, time for my cowboy boots. You don't see me in those things in New York, but I love them.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I hear what you're saying. Like there's a time and place for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. I think the cosplay comparison is so right on. And honestly, if you enjoy that kind of thing, like you want to go to Comic-Con and dress up like Wonder Woman, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that at work on Monday, but yeah. Comic-Con is the perfect place for it.
Yeah.
So yes, maybe.
I feel like it's just, people just like to be silly at the festivals and like, and I also think that people like to have good photos and they feel like wearing a more extreme outfit makes for clickbait.
Yeah, it's sort of like
tap bait.
Tap bait. It's like how the camera adds 10 pounds, which is like totally true, but a camera makes a decent outfit. Like you showed up and you were in a normal outfit, I believe that's like a nice outfit, but it would look super boring on camera.
Yeah.
Like it's true that you really do have to take it up to 11 if you want an outfit that is going to
pop into that explore page, get to the sense of the lights.
Like a Ferris wheel behind you.
Yeah.
Like a ground up shot.
Grown. Yeah, but yes, exactly.
So then what would your advice be to guys who are hitting the festival circuit this summer? What would you think are like a couple of pieces that guys could like step out of there.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Let's hear it.
Get yourself a fly short sleeve button down shirt. Get some colors going, get some patterns going, I think, and then a fun pair of sunglasses. Maybe like reflective lenses are sort of a joy for that sort of thing, but maybe not. Maybe it's like you try a round lens if you're more of like a Wayfarer guy, or if you're more of a round lens, like try like, I don't know, something a little bit like an exaggerated size even. I think you don't need to like, you don't need to go overboard. If you're not an influencer, if you're not like very much like doing it for the gram, I would say just wear something like fun and colorful. And then I feel like maybe you'll be finding an excuse to wear that shirt again when festival season's gone.
I will say jean shorts. I find festivals to be the only appropriate place for me to wear a jean short.
Yeah.
Like, give me a jort at a festival, but almost no
other. Festival jorts.
Well, I think we've got the name of the episode.
Festival jorts, parentheses, grown. Close parentheses.
And, like, the emoji face with, like, the, like, line.
Yeah.
Straight across
line, line mouth, line eyes, just 100%.
Well, then, let's move into this week's reader question or follower question.
Oh,
listener
boy.
Question?
Listener question. Sure.
Which is about fashion, but more accessible. It's not about jorts. Mm-hmm. Someone slid into the DMs, which we highly encourage.
Yes.
And asked, what are the spring shoes I need?
Ooh.
So I came up with a list. Jump in. Correct me. You know, throw your own spin on it.
Yeah, I'll share my thoughts.
So the first one is sneakers.
Yeah.
I personally like a retro sneaker for spring.
Yeah.
In terms of if you're like needing to get something new.
And retro sneakers are really kind of having a moment too.
Right. Because again, like you always need a fresh white sneaker.
Yeah.
Like there's things you always need. Like you always need your like, you know, Jack Purcells, whatever it might be. But I think right now retro sneakers are having a real moment. Especially like brightly colored ones.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say, if you don't want to go brightly colored, old schools from Vans are still really cool for the season, but I do like that now they're doing sort of variations on them.
They come in all kinds of colors and fabrics too. Like you can get a leather pair, you can get a suede pair, or you can do like classic canvas.
Right. So if you haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet, like this is the time to do it, but get something that doesn't feel like the old schools that have been cool for like the past year. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I feel like, and I especially like that idea because Vans, I feel like Vans are kind of my like go-to suggestion sneaker. Like I love them and I love seeing them on guys, and I actually wore mine on my date last night, so like, shout out me. And but I feel like the old schools are a great step up from the like the authentics, which are the like little lace-up ones. But I feel like what I also love about the idea of suggesting Vans too is that Vans are so affordable. Like every pair they make, unless you do like a real, like a limited edition, they're all under 100. So you can have a lot of fun, try a trend, try a bright color, for the season. And then if you're like, oh, I'm over it, you're not going to feel like you've like, you know, you're throwing something away.
And literally until you have like a toe blowout, they last, I mean, a long time.
Yeah. And they look great as they get more worn in.
Right. I think that's why about the old school, that's why I feel like you need to get one of the new colorways so that you don't look like you're just hopping on the bandwagon now.
Mm.
Or you need to like wear them, you know, for 7 days straight or something until they get like a little bit beat up. Because Vans do look better when they're not brand new.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's other, I mean, like Puma's doing some really interesting like
We saw some great Pumas the other day at their press preview for their spring stuff. Really fun.
So if you don't feel like the sneaker or the skater surfer vibe, like there's definitely other options. And I actually, I mean, it takes it in a different direction, but I like it just as much.
Yeah.
So definitely pick up a retro sneaker. I think like a dressy slip on. So whether that's a loafer or like a driving lock, I think that's another really important shoe to have for spring.
Really contradicting like a very intense conversation we had during our last podcast about
not
loafers.
A penny loafer.
Okay, yeah.
Like a driving lock.
Yeah.
Or
I feel like driving locks are so dead.
I think guys need something that they can wear that's comfortable and that isn't a sneaker. Like a boat shoe?
Yeah. I'm down for a boat shoe. They're so preppy, but I love them. We both kind of like preppy style.
Sure. So
Okay. I feel like I need to see it in action. I feel like the thing with like driving mocks and stuff is you need to see the head to toe look.
Sure. Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like I see them and they look so out of place that I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
I just think most guys that end up slipping into any like a nice tassel loafer, like they just feel like a boss.
Sure.
And you have to have the confidence to like wear it. But if you can pull it off, it's a really good look. And yeah, again, if you
like a shorter chino with like no break.
Yeah, it's a look.
I also think so. Third one that I have is a wild card dress shoe. Everybody by this point has probably a brown lace up, obviously the black dress shoe, but like, what about like a white suede buff? Or what about a creeper? Or what about
a creeper?
Yeah,
that's a bold move.
Relatively slim, though. You know, nothing too chunky, but like
something with almost a lug sole.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Or if you're like, if you're someone who goes with a classic robe, like try a wingtip, like something with a little bit of like designy flair.
Or if like you still don't have like a double monk strap, like finally get
okay. Yeah, I still love those. Yeah, and I love them in like a brown suede too, a little more unexpected than the leather look.
And if you can handle it, obviously wear them without socks. And keep the...
Forget those little footy things. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Get those little things that go right under because you... The thing about breaking in any kind of like dress shoes, leather shoes, we know like loafers and stuff hurts like hell to break in those shoes. So like, put some mayonnaise in your back pocket. No one will judge and get some of those little footy socks. Do you guys know what I mean by footy socks? Yeah. Like something that kind of goes around the bottom of your foot, but doesn't show over your ankle.
Sometimes you can still see them. I've had
to buy 1,000 of them a year. They get lost in the laundry immediately. They go to places where the bobby pins go. I can't even tell you how many of those socks I've bought in my lifetime. Hundreds and hundreds of pairs.
I know. Everyone always like wants to know like the best kind, like the kind that doesn't, you know, get off your ankle and all
and
that.
Go under your heel.
But the thing is, I think it's actually really shoe dependent.
Yeah.
Because depending on how much you're kind of
slipping in the sole of the shoe, for
it
sure.
It totally depends.
Yep.
So I don't have a good recommendation on that. I feel like they're also cheap enough that it's just like, I don't know, just get a million of them and then throw them all out as you like lose one or as, you know, the toe pops through on one.
Yeah. Bust a hole in the toe. I have a real problem with toe.
I don't find that embarrassing.
No?
No.
All my friends are like, why do you mean you're busting holes in all your socks? I'm like, I don't know. I'm walking.
You know, it's all
when I told people about blowing the toe of my Vans, they were like, that's insane.
What?
I was like, oh, excuse me. Let me just go hide now. What's shoe number five? Is that shoe number four?
That was three. And then fourth and final shoe that I think guys can get for spring if they don't have it already is, you'll love this, a desert boot.
Oh, love the desert boot. Yeah.
I only recently came around to the idea of desert boots with shorts.
Oh, yeah. It's a look.
It's a look. I like it. And I feel like if you're not someone who thinks that they can do a loafer or like a mock, I think a desert boot is a really good option as long as it's in a tone that's close to your skin tone.
What?
Yes. I think that like you shouldn't, if you're going to wear a high like ankle boot, I don't think there should be a ton of variation between like where your leg hit starts and where like it hits your shoe.
Like a woman in a nude pump.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you think it makes them look taller?
I think it makes them not look like they're trying to climb a mountain.
Oh, okay. Like something that's too brown with shorts is going to make it look like you like got lost off the hiking trail a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. I see that.
Unless you have darker skin tone, in which a darker brown is great.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think, yes, if it's going to be an ankle boot, it kind of needs to look like just a part of the vibe and not like a thing that jumps out at the end.
Yeah. And then what shirt do they wear?
They wear a button-up dress or a button-up casual shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They could wear a t-shirt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They could wear like a long sleeve with like the sleeves rolled up.
In, like, I need to see this look in action very much.
You know, it's so funny. I literally wrote something on it like 4 years ago because I had snapped a picture of a guy in the subway and I was like, how do we feel about this? Because he was wearing a tank, rolled chino shorts, and then desert boots.
Whoa.
And at the time I was like, I don't like this. And then I revisited it like a year later. I think I reposted it. I might repost it again. And I was just like, JK, I love this look.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wild. I was like, oh, wow, I've like really come around to this.
Really turned around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So now that's why I like it for spring, because I think it's something you can actually wear through summer.
Yeah.
And it's relatively like...
This is like a little bit something more fun and different, like to feel like you're like, okay, I'm kind of like dipping my toe in the like, this is a look pond.
Yes. Yeah. Without feeling like you have to jump all the way in. Like, it's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
Yeah.
It's just not pants.
Right, and it's just not a low ankle shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still don't endorse the tank top, but.
Tanks are tough.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place for the tank.
You know where it is?
Beach.
Festival season.
Oh. Darn it. You set that one up and I missed it. Swing and a miss.
But also the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. But those are my four that I would recommend. Am I missing anything for guys?
The only thing I would add to the sneakers is that I feel like I'm loving all the new like Air Max colorways. I love, and they now the Air Max comes in like, I don't know, 100 different styles. Like it's that is like a very big world. It has its own day. I understand that, but some of the like very basic, it's like Air Max 90, I think, is the one that I like the most. Very sort of entry level Air Max, but they come in really cool colors, like kind of like a white, teal, navy kind of look, and they're really legit.
This is mine, the Air Max 95.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't. These to me are too the dad shoe trend, which I feel like we could also do an entire episode on. I have a big problem with this look.
I hear you. These
make me want to scream, Megan.
Oh my god, these. So my sister wore these, and I like always really liked them. So I would like get hers, and she would upgrade to like a new pair.
Oh.
So I think there's also just nostalgia for me. So yes, wow. I don't know if Air Max 95 is like a cool Air Max anymore.
But no, but I feel like this era. Is. They're selling them at Urban Outfitters. That's how you know it's like happening. And some website called Goat.
Come on. Goat is like a sneaker e-com. I was just reading about it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think I wouldn't add anything to your list. I think your list is complete.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we move on to hot takes?
Ooh, okay. My hot take is a twofold hot take about dating, because I feel like I'm, you know, you guys know, I'm always trying to talk about dating whenever I can, trying to inject it into every conversation. But
trying to build an army of better guys out there.
Yes, and so I have a couple of ideas for you guys that went over really well with me this week. I went on two first dates this week with two really kind of interesting guys, and
neither of them are Sal Goldman followers, I'm hoping.
Honestly, one of them did tell me that he found me on Twitter, so like, and there was like a whole mention of like, oh, I saw that you did a podcast. I don't know if he listened to it. I don't know if he will listen to it. If he does, like, hi.
We're not going to tell you which one you are.
Nope. So one guy, let's start with the thing before the date that stood out. So one guy, we like matched on Bumble and we were like chit-chatting. And I have something in my profile about how I'm like a really good playlist maker. And so he said, oh, like, what's one of your favorite songs right now? Like, hit me with a song. So I sent him a Spotify link to this song that I really like right now.
What is it?
It's by Tostrilki. I cannot pronounce the last name. And she's like Swedish or something. It's called Say My Name. It's really fun, like boppy, like great kind of spring jam. I recommend you look it up, guys. Look up Say My Name, and the one that's not by Destiny's Child is probably the one that you're looking for. So what he did then was take that song on Spotify and start a playlist and then added two songs that were sort of in the same vein and then sent me the playlist and was like, here we go, and made it collaborative. And so we went back and forth like adding songs to this playlist and then kind of chatting about like doing like skiing or something else and then being like added and then being like so and so and so and then added. So we've got this playlist now that has like 15 or so songs on it that are like awesome. So now I have like new music, he has new music, and we had this like great sort of like, it struck me as such a like, no one had ever done that before, and I was like super impressed, and I thought it was like such a bold move to do so early on. We'd never met, you know, like who knew how it was gonna go over, and he was like taking a leap, and I think it was a great sort of way to be like, okay, I can tell he's trying to date in earnest, and that he took something interesting about me and is now trying to like get involved in it. And it was something that we had found common ground with. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
I think the takeaway from that is not you should ask every Bumble match to make a playlist with you.
No.
But to say, what are they into? What am I into? It's the same thing. How can I?
Yeah. How can you kind of like.
Now?
Yeah. And kind of like. Do a little something to set yourself apart, which I know everybody sort of, and I kind of go back and forth on, like, I've also given the advice where, like, I say the same thing to every guy when I start conversations on Bumble, which I, like, oops. Like, but I'm, and so then, and now I'm telling guys to do literally the opposite because I want to be, like, impressed by your individuality. But, yeah, I feel like just, yeah, a little something that shows that you're just putting, like, even a micro, minutia bit of thought or effort into the whole thing it was like, and then when he was like, oh, we should get a drink sometime, I was instantly like, 100% we should.
Right.
Because he had taken this effort, and I was, it got me super curious and excited for the date.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one. And then the other one, this was like, okay, I'm not sure which part to start with, but this guy kind of like blew it out of the water. First date was like kind of incredible. So the first thing was that about 40 minutes before the date, I already knew I was going to be 10 minutes late. So I did the nice thing and I said, hey, I can tell you already I'm going to be 10 minutes late. And he was like, no problem. I'm just going to be reading a book. And have you experienced this where guys just are always early to dates?
No.
I feel like I'm feel 30 minutes late because they'll text me to tell me they're already there 15 minutes before we. But it's funny. I feel like guys are like arriving on time and like. So I announce I'm going to be 10 minutes late and he's like, okay, like no problem. I'm going to be reading a book. Then he's like, okay, so, but what do you want to drink so I can like have something waiting for you when you get here? And I was like, oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up, that part of it ended up getting a little bit jumbled, but I was like, oh, I'd love an old fashioned, but like, if it seems like it's a dive that won't make an old fashioned, like I'd love a whiskey ginger, like whatever, whatever. Then he said, let me know when you're a few minutes away. So I ordered it and it's not, then I can order it and it won't be watered down. I was like, my God, the thought that's going into this. I get there and what's waiting is not an old fashioned, but it's actually Bullet on the Rocks, which apparently he read whiskey, skipped ginger, and asked me if I wanted on the rocks or neat. And I was like, for sure on the rocks. I thought he was talking about a well drink. And I was like, I've never had a well drink without ice. Anyway, it made for a lot of like, lol, 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 like witty banter about the mistake. And I drank all the whiskey on the rocks. So everything was fine. The other thing that he did was pull out an entire picnic out of the backpack for us to eat while we were getting to know each other. Because we like had some jokes, like texting jokes. Again, this is taking something that was like an element leading up to our first date. Because we had some good texting banter before we met up. And we were talking a lot about like charcuterie boards. I'm not going to get into why.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It just matters that
there's a thing and that you extract and like extrapolate from it and are like, I'm going to do something to have like, that calls back to what we've bantered about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's cute.
It was super cute and really endearing. And I told my friend Jerry about this and I was like, this guy like pulled out a picnic and he's been in a relationship for like 3 years and he just goes, wow, dating has really changed. But I kind of wanted to be like, no, it hasn't. He was like, people are really stepping up their game. And I was like, yeah, but it felt rare and special. I'm not going on a bunch of dates where people are being like,
pulling salami out of their backpack.
That is not a euphemism, by the way. He literally pulled the salami out of a literal backpack. So my hot take is for all the guys out there that are single and dating, like, this kind of harkens back to shoot your shot from the last episode. Like, do a little something extra. And like, I'm here to tell you that positive feedback is like coming your way and it goes over really well. And I'm like shocked and proud of like the men of New York City who are like putting in a little extra effort. So that's my hot take.
My hot take of the week actually is about fashion. I don't know if you know this. I work in men's style.
Do you?
I do. There's a really amazing celebrity men's stylist named Olalia Urbanati. I'm hoping I pronounced her name right. I follow her on Twitter and Instagram, and it's one of those things where I just realized now that I've never said her name out loud.
Oh wow, okay.
But she's super talented and she works with all of these amazing people. Like she's worked with everyone from Donald Glover to Ryan Reynolds to James Marsden. Like
who are SG Madness contenders.
100%.
Yeah.
Like she's worked with the top of the top. And actually a couple of years ago she did a collaboration. She had a store in LA and they did this like suiting line and do you remember the green suit that Ryan Gosling wore in Crazy Stupid Love that's like super iconic?
Yes.
That he wore at the mall? That was like one of hers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's like, she knows her stuff. So she just launched this new suit collection with, what is their name? Strong Suit, which I did just say I work in men's fashion. Never heard of them before. Mm. They're like Arkansas based. I don't know.
Interesting.
But it's available at Nordstrom.
Okay.
It's actually available at the new Nordstrom store in New York.
Oh, I have to get up there and check it out.
I
maybe we should make a pilgrimage. You and I.
I think I told you this. I was supposed to go to the opening, and I was just like, oh my god, it's like a book 14th Street. I can't. So I stayed home instead. But yeah, that's where you can actually check it out, like, in person. But otherwise, you can also order it online. And it's just really cool. It's, like, just really beautiful suiting, but then it's, like, a little more color than you'd be used to. Like, it's, like a lighter, brighter blue.
Sure.
Than, you know, or...
than a navy.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So it's just, like, really beautiful. It seems really well-constructed. Like, she's already sort of outfitted a few of her clients, and I've, you know, seen it on the red carpet. But it's just cool, and I feel like in the same way that, like, celebrity makeup artists start makeup lines, like, I feel like this is a really natural extension and a really natural fit.
For, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. For and sort of surprising. Like, I know what people want and what they need and what they're not seeing, or, like, kind of like what we were talking about before with, like, the turned up look at festivals. Like, how do you be in a suit and then be photographed and not just sort of, like, look nice, just, like, look like you're wearing a suit. Like, these are those suits.
Yes.
These are the suits that are going to help you stand out without looking like you're in a costume or, like, a little crazy or, like, something you won't be able to wear in a year.
Yes.
So, yeah, I still don't – I need to do more research into who this strong suit company is, because, again, I don't know why I've never heard of them. You know, I mean, this is just sort of like a capsule collection, I guess.
Sure. Like, she just collaborated with them to do this one thing.
Yeah. But it's just cool. And there's, like, interesting, details. Like, there's, you know, more ticket pockets than you'd usually see, or, like, patch pockets put on a suit. Like, it's cool. Just, yeah, it's really neat. So, good on her.
Yeah, I love that. Just to, like, just dial it up to a left. Just, like, taking the extra notch just a little bit more to make your sort of, like, dressy look just, like, a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the fact that it's available in Nordstrom means it can't be that expensive. Like, it's not going to be $2, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, it's probably going to be, I mean, I'm sure, I'm guessing it'll be in the rail department, which is the sort of, well, no, it'll be in the suits department. What am I saying? The rail is more like your denim and stuff. That's where I used to work.
I was like, why do you, the suits.
Yeah, in college, I worked in the rail. That was sort of my, like, intro into menswear, was that I was helping the men put on their 7 bootcut jeans with a button fly.
That was my first pair of bootcut jeans.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, 7s. For sure.
Oh, it was like the most money I'd ever spent on clothes up until that point.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was a big deal. I mean, that was the, we were kind of grew up in like the heyday of the like starting of premium denim.
Never looked back.
No. No, still really like premium denim.
Well, and with that, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah.
We've covered the teens, we've covered Coachella, we've covered spring shoes.
We're so hip.
Except we're not, according to the teens, at least I'm not. Okay. I still can wear those pants though.
I personally can't wait. I hope you wear them to an event that we both go to sometime soon so that I can like arrive and then just I'll say something.
I fully expect that you
will. Something that you will read into for a week afterwards. And I'm not sure what it'll be, but it'll be intense.
Oh, no matter how tough I try to prepare for that, I won't be. I won't be ready.
No, you won't.
Well, okay. And with that,
let's go get some dumplings. Is that? I really mean that.
Oh my god, I like will 100% do that right
I'm
now.
Starving.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Great.
All right. Subscribe. Leave a review.
Yeah. Bye. Gotta go eat dumplings.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.